if anything could be serious, the doctor began, in such a
farce as this, sir,
hinted Alfred.
In such a farce as this, observed the doctor, it might be this recurrence, on the eve of separation, of a double birthday, which is connected with many associations pleasant to us four, and with the recollection of a long and amicable intercourse. That's not to the purpose.
Ah, yes, yes, Dr. Jeddler, said the young man. It is to the purpose, much to the purpose, as my heart bears witness this morning, and as yours does too, I know, if you will let it speak. I leave your house today. I cease to be your ward today. We part with tender relations stretching far behind us, that never can be exactly renewed, and with others dawning, yet before us. He looked down at Marion beside him. Fraught with such considerations as I must not trust myself to speak of now. Come, come, he added, rallying his spirits and the doctor at once. There's a serious grain in this large foolish dust-heap, doctor. Let us allow to-day that there is one.
Today, cried the doctor. Hear him! Ha ha ha! Of all days in the foolish year! Why, on this day the great battle was fought on this ground. On this ground where we now sit, where I saw my two girls dance this morning, where the fruit has just been gathered for our eating from these trees, the roots of which are struck in men, not earth. So many lives were lost that within my recollection, generations afterwards, a churchyard full of bones, and dust of bones, and chips of cloven skulls, has been dug up from underneath our feet here. Yet not 100 people in that battle knew for what they fought, or why. Not 100 of the inconsiderate rejoicers in the victory, why they rejoiced. Not 50 people were the better for the gain or loss. Not 6 men agree to this hour on the cause or merits. And nobody, in short, ever knew anything distinct about it but the mourners of the slain.
Serious, too, said the doctor, laughing. Such a system!
But all this seems to me, said Alfred, to be very serious.
Serious! Cried the doctor. If you allowed such things to be serious, you must go mad, or die, or climb up to the top of a mountain and turn hermit.
Besides, so long ago, said Alfred.
Long ago, returned the doctor.